Here's the way it works. You go back to school in the fall and you have civics in high school, or maybe you're taking American politics or whatever in college, and there's a budget process. We all learned it. We all memorized it. We all flunked it on our exam, except Zach Cohen nailed it. He's our congressional reporter here, and none of it is true anymore. Zach Cohen, Ignatovich, Nancy Ignatovich published a brilliant article today with Emily Wilkins and others, and basically, the appropriations process is dead. How do we actually create an American budget now in this autumn of 2022?
Yeah, it seems like Congress has also flunked on the budget appropriations process. It's been a couple of years since they've actually managed to complete an appropriations and an annual government funding bill by the September 30th deadline. So they're now staring down the clock and trying to get what's called a continuing resolution, or a stopgap, you know, spending bill that basically says, hey, all the federal agencies,
right,
go ahead and keep spending at your current levels. And that's probably all they're going to be able to do before this deadline.
But Zach, is this six guys out at a table for seven at the Capitol Grill having steaks, arguing over this? What's the actual process of this new fractured system?
Well, it's mostly going to be decided by people like the heads of the appropriations committees in the Senate and the House. A lot of this comes down to the leadership in the House and the Senate, you know, the Pelosi's and Schumer's of the world. But obviously, there's also a lot of projects that individual members want to get included in these government funding packages. But really, what it comes down to is politics. It's really tricky to get the two parties to agree on a legislative win before the midterm elections. They might get to a few other items, but it just seems like there hasn't been a lot of cooperation on these particular spending bills so far this year, and they're way behind where they should be if they want to get something done by September 30th, at least when it comes to a full government funding bill.
So, again, you mentioned you got the midterms coming up, Zach. Just set the table for us. Can anything get done between now and November, or is it just politics?
Some of this is the function of the schedule. They've only got a couple of weeks in session here in September, and then the House will be gone all of October. The Senate might be gone all of October.
Why?
As what well.
They're running for office.
They got to go run for office.
All right.
So these next few 4 weeks or so are really the crunch time before November election. They're going to have this CR. We'll see some stuff, you know, maybe attached to it. The Biden administration has asked for another couple billion dollars in aid for Ukraine, maybe on COVID or monkeypox. We'll see if the latter two can get their support of Republicans. So they can definitely amend and add a couple of riders, so to speak, to this government funding bill. And that's where I think you'll see most legislating before November.
How do they get back to the committee chairman system of making the House Ways and Means Committee, Barbara Conable of Western New York, and the rest of them? Do you envision they somehow get back to that, Zach Cohen, or is it just gone?
I think increasingly over time, both parties have sort of deferred to the leadership of those parties to drive the legislative agenda. And that has come at the expense, as you mentioned, of the committee process. Now, there are bills that do work their way through committee. They've got an FDA user fee bill that's working its way through the HELP committee. You know, that is very much a committee-driven process, opposed to one being driven by leadership. Now,
this is really important. Is our Washington Ways and Means determined by 20 people or less?
Most of it is, either in leadership or the chairs and ranking members of these committees. And that's why you see lawmakers spend so much time in Washington trying to build the kind of seniority that they need in order to have a seat at the table, so to speak. That being said, you know, individual members could get things like earmarks, or if they're in a vulnerable district, can maybe, you know, compel upon leadership to say, give me a vote on my particular bill. We've seen that happen a couple of times. But the longer you are in Washington, the more influence you have on final spending packages and whether anything actually comes to the floor. Yeah.
Zach, what's the feeling within the halls of Congress today about how it may go in early November? Is there a sense that this is the time for the Republicans, or maybe the Democrats gotten a little bit of momentum back here?
I think you still got to give the edge to Republicans, at least in the House. You know, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was saying that the Senate is probably more of a 50-50 proposition at this point, whether it flips at this point, which is also a good argument for donors if you're trying to raise some money, right? That being said, I think the conventional wisdom is that Republicans aren't, you know, expected to get the kind of wave that they were expecting even a couple of months ago, just given the economic numbers, but that what we've seen in some of these special elections with Democrats holding on in New York, or even flipping Alaska's his only House seat. That seems to indicate that Republicans are still favored to win the House, but maybe not by the margin that they were hoping for. And that is not good news for Kevin McCarthy, who is going to need a couple of extra votes probably when it comes to voting for Speaker next year.
Zach Cohen, thank you so much. Bloomberg Government's congressional reporter.